Hi, welcome to Bolt for Life. I am Garrett Bolt, actor, personal trainer, former powerlifter, pro wrestler, and chronic pain thriver. Bolt for Life is a podcast about living with the challenges of chronic pain. Our goal is to acknowledge, inspire, and relate to people living with chronic pain. I believe it is not only possible to survive, but to live a full life and thrive with chronic pain. No matter where you are in your journey, our mission is to give you the information and inspiration that will help you become Bolt for Life. In this episode of the Bolt for Life podcast, I had a great opportunity to go back home to the Chicagoland area where I'm from and visit with my good friend, Eddie Cohn, the greatest powerlifter of all time. He's an amazing guy. He holds over 80 world records. He's been dominant in the world of powerlifting up until he retired about 10 years ago. I've been really fortunate to get to know Ed Cohn, and I met him over 20 years ago, but had been reading about him in magazines years before that. And I can still remember that first day that I was at the bench meet at the Chicago Heights Park District, and Eddie Cohn and Tommy Milanovic, who own Quad's Gym, came walking into the meet, and the whole place was just like, it almost like stopped. And I can just still remember being that 16-year-old budding powerlifter and seeing my idol there in person. What an amazing opportunity years later to be introduced to him and get to know him and actually be able to train with him and become really good friends with him. That was earned, by the way. It was not given. Like, it wasn't like, oh, here's Eddie Cohn. Okay, now come work. You know, now I get to train with Eddie Cohn. There was a process of working up to that. I worked in benching with him one time. I misloaded the bar. And that was it. I was out. I couldn't work out with him for like another 2 months, you know. So it was like that one mistake put me out, but I kept coming back, you know. So in order to be one of his guys, you had to go to one of his meets out of state. You had to travel with them to go to one of his contests. So I did that. I think the first one was West Virginia, which was at the time, probably still to this date, was the largest prize money in powerlifting ever. And he won all three or four of them, how many ever they held. It was like $30,000, and it was no weight classes, just whoever lifts the most. And he weighed 240 pounds. It'd be guys that weighed 340 pounds. Definitely had to pay my dues to be able to call myself his friend and for him to call me a friend and one of his guys. And he's been such a big, huge impact on my life and, you know, great motivating factor. I mean, you know, him and the guys from the gym were there when I was in intensive care with drains in my spine, and they came up to the hospital to see me. So we've got quite a history, and I feel so fortunate to be his friend and for him to share his wisdom and his experience on chronic pain issues and also rehabilitative things, one of which he shared with me, something he invented called the 10-second rep. An incredible man, one of the most intense, intelligent, focused people I've ever had the privilege of knowing in my life. So just a heads up, you'll hear some background noise. We recorded in the gym, so you'll hear barbells and plates. But, you know, I don't think there's a more appropriate place to talk to a man like Eddie Cohn than in the gym. So let's head to the Chicagoland area and sit down at Lance's Gym with Ed Cohn, greatest powerlifter of all time. We're here at Lance's Gym in Chicago, Illinois with Eddie Cohn.
Hi, guys.
World's greatest powerlifter. My opinion, the greatest powerlifter of all time, and a really great friend. Thanks for being on the Bolt for Life
podcast. You are very welcome, sir.
Thanks, man. What lessons did you learn from powerlifting that now help you in... You still train. And what lessons you learned from powerlifting that help you dealing with chronic pain or that maybe help other people...
To deal with pain?
Yeah.
At first, pain sucks really bad.
Right.
Well, not that it doesn't all the time. But you do get accustomed to it depending on how bad it is.
Yeah.
If it gets too bad, you have surgery. I'm almost ready to have a little surgery on my shoulder.
To that point.
Yeah. I think it's just something that you deal with, and no one can understand your pain or anyone else's really.
Right.
The gym is my solace. So this place right here is actually like my psychiatrist.
Yeah.
I'd be a mess without it, as most of us would be. I like the way I feel when I work out and afterwards. Later on, I might have pain, but you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's my life. I'm doing what I want. I may not be able to go as heavy as I could before, nor do I want to.
Right.
But I can still do what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And that is, I had to find my love of lifting again. When I was a kid, I just loved to lift. I loved the way it looked and felt, and it wasn't about how much weight I lifted. Well, I had to kind of revert back to that to find my love of it again, to get used to it and settle into the new me.
Right.
So I want to be healthy. I want to lift a little bit of weight. I still appease a little bit of my old ego.
Yeah,
and
right?
I'm okay with it.
That's awesome, man. And I mean, that's the question I was going to say. You know, you've accomplished so much in your career. You travel all over the world, helping, coaching. If you never wanted to lift another weight again, you'd still be Eddie Cohn. You'd still be world famous.
Yeah, I'd be a little more miserable if I couldn't lift, but right. I'd still be me.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing that I love about you is that you still continue to find a way to do what you love.
I don't know how to be anybody else. If you do, then you're fucked up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a Instagram fake celebrity or anything like that.
Right.
I'm just me. I don't know how to be anybody but me.
So you talked a little bit about your surgeries. How many surgeries have you had?
Believe it or not, I've had very few. I've had knee. That was in a meet. YouTube, Ed yes. Cohn injury. Yes. You'll see my knee pop, which was my fault in the squat.
Yeah.
When I walked it out, I set up, and I put my right leg out too far. So when I went down, I felt it buckling in. And it was like, you know you're about to get hit by the train, but you can't
There's
move.
Nothing you can do.
And it just snapped.
Luckily,
you know some of the old school guys, Bill Sino, Dennis Reed, yeah. Some of those guys, they taught me how to dump a weight when I was young.
Yes.
And so I dumped it because it happened on the way down, or else they wouldn't have caught it. It would have crushed me. It would have been a really bad scene.
Yeah. And it sounds, when you watch the video, it sounds like somebody's firing off a gun when the patella tendon popped. It's like, oh.
It just snaps. And I've had both hips replaced.
That's pretty amazing for all you've accomplished.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, I got a bunch of chunks of muscle missing, but nothing where I tore tendons that...
Right.
You know, required surgery. My shoulders are pretty wrecked. You felt my shoulders.
Yes, I still felt your
shoulders. A lot of snap, crackle, popping.
Right.
Popping. You know, my mom had osteo and rheumatoid arthritis. I'd say I have that gene.
Yeah.
Based on my, you know, I two new hips and my shoulders are messed.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just something you deal with.
Yeah.
Obviously, lifting weights and exercising and having a strong bone structure as far as density.
Yeah.
Muscles, tendons, ligaments, stronger and bigger. Helps out a lot.
Yeah, I always say it's the one negative side effect of being active is that shit wears out.
Yeah, you know? The positive effect is you learn how to rehab yourself to get better.
Yeah.
So you become your own case study.
Yeah, to kind of figure it out. Because I remember back like when you had your hip done, you sent me a video and you were doing squats with a band, like assisted squats. And I was going through, I think, my second fusion at the time. And I'm like, well, shit, if Eddie...
That was like a week after surgery. Movement.
Yeah, you know?
Body movement cures almost everything.
It helped me because I'm like, Eddie squatted 1,000 pounds, and he's doing bodyweight squats because that's where he is. This is where I am. Now that's... I need to do what I need.
I need to do something.
Yeah.
The hardest part is to get started.
Yeah.
Because you have to deal with the fact that you can't just do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it in little increments, and it's like, I don't see any progress... I don't see any progress, and then it starts to happen.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, thank God, I can move a little bit again.
Why did I wait so long? Why is it so hard? When you blew out your tendon, I remember one of my favorite stories was the guys carried you up the steps at Quads. Old Quads gym had those steps going up to the gym, so you couldn't walk up, and so the guys carried you up so you could bench the day after the meet. It was, what, 2 or 3 days after the
meet? Yeah, right after I had surgery. Tony and Emmett came and got me, and I did, like, 365 for 8 on the bench practically the day after surgery. They just helped me lay down on the bench and they picked up my leg and we put it on a bench in front of me.
Right.
So I was benching with, doing that.
That's awesome. Because you didn't get the bench at the meet, right?
Right. Obviously, I didn't get the bench.
That's awesome, man. What do you think are some of the best things that you're finding like now to deal with the aches and the pains? Other than obviously, I heard you talk about the exercise earlier.
There's so many different modalities, whether it be like Kelly Starrett, Donnie Thompson, Chris Duffin.
Yep.
A whole bunch of other things. I think those are great. I don't think they exactly always cure a problem, but what they do is they alleviate a lot of crap going on. What I think a lot of those modalities do is they open up your chance to now do some other corrective exercises that take it a step further. So I wouldn't say one person is the best.
Yeah.
Like if I do a bunch of smashing and band stretching that Kelly Starrett does, mobility wad, phenomenal. Fantastic guy. Then I would switch off and do some Duffin stuff. And then I would switch off and do some other ex-wife and stuff that Donnie Thompson does.
Right.
And maybe even some Gua Sha. Now I'm at a place where I can move. Now here's the thing. When you're at that place, now you can exercise with no pain, hopefully.
Right.
If you can exercise with no pain, the exercises you do in a full range of motion aren't just exercise anymore, they're therapy. Because you're doing them with no pain. Now you're moving correctly.
Right.
You're teaching your body how to move it correctly. Start with body weight. Just try to move with no pain. If it doesn't hurt, you could do it, and you can't be afraid of it, and it won't cause any more pain. It'll just help your other pains. So it causes a lot of endorphin release. The hormones get flying. You get a lot more blood flow. Your metabolism gets better. Your joints, muscles, tendons get stronger. And so all of a sudden, you're like in a good mood.
Yeah.
You don't know why you're in a good mood. But yeah, start with body weight and then really light stuff for the purity of the movement. It's exercise at that point. You're not going to be a big power. You may do a powerlifting exercise like a squat or a light deadlift or a light bench press of some sort. But the idea is to just do the movement with no pain to get everything moving correctly. And then you're way better off than where you were sitting on your ass.
Well, that's when I ran into you at the Port City Sports Performance in Wilmington, where we are. You were showing me some exercise, which was a great seminar, by the way. Everybody had a great time.
I like it, a workshop format, because whenever I've gone to seminars myself and I hear everyone talk, I'm kind of ADD, so I'm like, I'm just bored. So I like to work with everyone. You know, I can't show you how to squat unless I show you how to squat.
Yeah.
I can't just tell you.
Right.
And it's not going to, because everyone is so different.
Yeah.
Even if you took, let's say Beth and I were the same height, same size, same levers. On the inside, if you took MRIs, our hips would be slightly different angle.
Right.
So that could mean she shouldn't be in flat shoes, she should be in heel shoes.
Yeah.
That means maybe she needs a closer stance rather than a wider stance. A higher bar rather than a lower bar. So shit starts to change really quick. So you can't say, well, I measured his femur or this and it says I should be able to. No, that's bull. I usually coach people by, I watch from different angles. If it looks good and it feels comfortable, I don't change it. That's you. I've seen guys with a really long arms bench with closer grips and it was perfect for them.
Right.
As I've seen guys with short arms bench with wide grips and it was perfect for them. Or really, yeah, or a guy who, like with your levers to deadlift, conventional style, because of your levers, you're not really bulky, you don't have thick hips, you are going to be used more back and hamstrings than I would. So your technique's going to be slightly different. It'll be a little bit more bent over than mine, but that's perfect for you. That's okay.
Yeah. It should look beautiful, right?
It should look and feel good. It has to, or else your mind says no, 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 no. And eventually it will break down. You got to know what to listen to. Without ego.
What you showed me was awesome with, what'd you call it, the 10-second rep?
Yeah.
Well, you just had me doing
a
squat.
Well, because of your issues with nerve issues and stuff like that, you obviously can't go heavy anymore.
Yes.
So it was like, I'm thinking, I'm watching, I'm like, what can I do to him that'll make him be able to do the movement?
Yeah.
Well, I did an article for Weider like around 1990 or something called a 10-second rep. And like just in the squat, it was going down in stages over 9 seconds. And if you do that, like little increments, you could feel where you're supposed to be the whole time going down really slow.
Yeah.
And then you're in the perfect position at the bottom to come up correctly where there's no pain.
Yes.
You're changing your motor pattern. You make everything right time and time again. But for you, it's I will always do the 10-second rep because I can't afford to go fast and have something grab and lock up.
Right.
Now you're fucked.
Yeah.
Because of your special condition. No, your special condition.
That's a special condition.
That's my special condition.
His ego. That means he's insecure.
What you're saying, too, is like it retrains the nervous system from those injuries and all 100%. That scar tissue.
Everything, no matter what it is,
yeah,
starts in your brain.
Yep.
The same thing we did, like some one-legged, really light dumbbell stiff legs.
Hold it on.
The same way. Yeah. Hold on to something to balance because you can't afford a twist.
Yeah, too much nerve damage.
No.
And, yeah.
A twist to your back is like someone else getting hit by a car.
Yeah, yeah.
It would hurt really bad.
Yeah.
So it's take your time. You'll get there. Yeah. Let's teach the muscles what they're supposed to do again. Let's teach the brain how to develop a motor pattern where it's pain-free.
Right.
Stuart McGill, I do his stuff all the time. He actually told me, pain-free movements, keep at it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about anything. When I was going through rehab with my hips, fight through restriction. If there's pain, don't do it.
That's what I talked about in another podcast, too, about the periodization program we used in powerlifting and about using that to help me to get... I use it in all parts of my life.
Yeah, I can't go in the gym and pump. I have to have, like, little goals of always going up in weight and lower the reps and feeling a little bit of myself the way I used to be. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're not going to hurt yourself.
As long as you keep it right
side.
Yeah,
you just keep your head on.
Yeah, man.
I'm not out to be the powerlifter anymore.
Right. Right.
I just want to be a pretty strong guy who can maybe beat your ass one day.
Speaking of that, so since you retired from powerlifting, what is it, maybe about 12 years ago, you got involved in some martial arts too, right?
Yeah, some started off as just Jeet Kune Do.
Uh-huh.
And then it morphed into a lot more counter-violent stuff.
Right.
I guess they call that reality-based martial arts.
Right, right. But so real shit is what
yeah,
I call
it. I really, you know, I watched the guy, the guy that trains me, Mike Van Beek.
Yeah, Mike's a great guy, man. Focus counter-violence?
Yeah, focus counter-violence. And I watched him with one of the other guys at the gym, Anthony, that you know, and I watched him doing stuff, and I was like, my jaw was open. I'm like, oh, my God, this is like watching The Bourne Identity and Taken all at once.
Right, right.
This is cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I go in the back room, and I talk to Mike, and he goes, throw a punch at me.
Uh-huh.
So I threw a, he goes, no, really throw a punch and make it really yeah. fast. And I did, and he trapped it down, pushed it aside, and smashed me in the face. And I looked at him with a smile. He goes, yeah, you're probably meant for this if you
right.
like that.
Yep, yep.
But I really like just being able to move, and I like to be able to defend myself a little
right.
bit. So it was really, really cool. I go there today after I leave here.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. He just deadlifted, and now he's going
to
go.
I pretended to deadlift.
Yeah, well, I was impressed. And I mean, that's great for as far as functional movement and everything yes. else that goes.
You got to move. You got to move.
And you found something you enjoy. I mean, that's
yes.
the name of the game,
you
right?
You have to have fun at what you do. Yeah. Every year, every set, rep, everything I ever did in the gym, no matter how hard it was, whether I shit in my pants yep. or whether I bled out of my nose or threw up from nerves.
Which I've seen
set,
all of those happen.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. That's the sickness.
Yes, yes.
Is we enjoy that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it serves a purpose that we know we're going to a certain goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's another thing. I never set out to say, I'm going to lift this amount of weight. I tried to get better every time.
Right.
That's all I ever did. Where I ended up is where I ended up.
Nice.
Now, I did go up in weight. Whenever I went up in body weight, that was because I've got too lean. I got too lean at a certain body weight
right.
where it became dangerous to be going that heavy at that lean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I went up to 242, is I was a really light 242. And I wanted to at least squat 1,000 pounds before I, you know,
yeah.
the way I wanted to do
yeah.
it. I almost hit 2,500. If I didn't get hurt, I would have hit it and then some.
What do you do as far as diet and nutrition and other supportive things?
Stan Efferding.
Right on.
A lot of vertical. And, you know, he describes it as good, better, and best. I'm not as psycho as Stan. To get to that point, to look like that would be, oh,
right.
so hard.
He's amazing.
I'm not ready
yeah.
for that. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic. And he's actually quite brilliant. So I try to stay on the better side because I can sustain it for a long period of time. I went out for pizza last night with a strength coach from the Carolina Panthers, right. Joe Ken. Big powerlifting fan, is one of the best strength coaches probably ever. And we had pizza at Giordano's because they were in town. They're going right. to play the Bears. So you got to open yourself up to what real life is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fine.
Make it doable, right?
You know, the worst thing that's going to happen to me is I'm going to take a bigger poop in the morning.
Right.
And that's welcome.
What are you doing lately? Like, where are you going next as far as traveling around and doing talks and seminars and stuff?
A week from this Sunday. This is Thursday.
Right.
So a week and a half, I got to go to Norway
cool.
for what they call the FEFOR or FIFOR Strength Week, which is in the mountains of Norway. Both for men and women, there's strongman, Highland Games, stone lifting, and a bunch of other lifting stuff. And I just have to speak and say, you know, a day with Eddie Cohen.
Nice.
We're going to do a lot of talking about stories. I'm going to embellish a few, make up. I lifted a lot more than I did.
Right, right, right.
Maybe shave a couple years off. And it'll be fun. I do them all over the place anyways, and I like them. At the end of the year, Stan and I just confirmed that we'll be in Dubai at the end of November.
Nice.
I just had dinner in Chicago with the guys from Kuwait that bring us out before. So I'll go back there. And who knows? I got to, you know. After I get back from Norway on a Monday, the 26th, that Friday I fly out to New Hampshire. Then I got Vancouver, Washington. Then I got Albuquerque right back to back to back.
Wow, man. That's awesome. And since we're talking about it, if somebody wants to get in touch with you to do something,
just get me on Instagram.
Just get you on Instagram.
Yeah, Eddie Cohen or Ed Cohen, whatever it is.
Very cool, man. Well, Eddie, it's always fucking great to see you.
Yeah, it was great. You have a great podcast.
We appreciate it.
Just keep helping people.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You know, we all deal with pain of mental, physical, whatever. You can always get through it. It may suck, but you just got to search out and don't be too proud to get help, whether it be a surgeon or someone to talk to. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, as long as you keep going, moving forward, right?
You know, luckily with us, we're so fucked up mentally already that no one can tell.
Well, that's the truth, right? That's normal for them. Brother, it's great
Thanks,
to see you, man. Thank
Good
you, time. Eddie. I appreciate it,
Thanks.
Man. Thanks for being on the Bolt for Life podcast.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to Bolt for Life. Our goal is to help you or anyone that you might know to live and thrive with chronic pain. And you can help us out by subscribing or giving us a review on iTunes or anywhere else that you hear Bolt for Life. Eddie's endured tons of wear and tear from a lifetime of competing at the highest level of a brutal sport. He's recovered from a devastating life-altering injury. Eddie's career is inspiring enough, but the one thing that I would take away from my talk with Eddie is whether you're an athlete or not, it's just a matter of getting a little bit better. Gradually improve. Keep moving. Listen to your body. Adapt to your limitations and expand the limits of what you can do. Eddie's impact on my life has been dramatic. He's shaped the way that I see so many things in the gym and in everyday life. I hope that by continually talking with people like Eddie, you will be inspired to find the courage and the strength to live a full life and thrive with chronic pain. It was my honor and privilege to have Eddie on the show. From those days that I looked up to him as a hero to now being able to look over to him as a friend, he's an inspiration to me, and his support has helped me become the person I am today. I still consider myself to be one of his guys. Eddie Cohn, you are Bolt for Life. In future episodes, we'll be talking to chronic pain professionals and plenty of other inspiring guests to help you on your journey in chronic pain. If you guys have any ideas, you know, this isn't just about me, this is about all of us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Bolt for Life. Thanks again. This is Garrett Bolt for Bolt for Life.